Don't help Imam Hussein. Your life will be in danger. There's a lot of pain. But I want to serve the Imam of my time. Where's his crime? Don't be silly. Just fast. Just pray. You're doing enough for your religion anyway. Give some charity here and there. Give something to the orphans too. But he's alone. How can we leave him in his solitude? What about your children? Don't you care about them? Raise them to pray and be good mu'mineen. That's all that matters in this deen. Mu'mineen? What does that mean? It means you keep your head down. This business between Yazid and Hussein is just... it's just politics. It's all about the crown. If you help Hussein, your children won't have a future. A future? A job and a money and an education. Don't you worry about the Islamic nation. All the scholars are saying that Hussein ought not to be helped. Don't you read the Quran once in a while? Doesn't it show you not to be hostile? Your farms and your lands are fertile. So worry about them and abstain from getting involved with this business of Hussein. He's rising up against the Caliph of the Muslims, for goodness sake. Think about it. Yazid, Umar, Ibn Sa'd, Shimr, Ibn Ziyad, Hurmala, even Commander Hur. All these great men are united against him. Do you think they're all wrong? Are you saying you have more knowledge than all of these? Please. This business with Hussein and Yazid is only governmental affairs. It's a dirty political war. Don't be a fool splitting hairs. A fool? Him and his men are going towards suicide. There's no victory or sanity in what he's doing. It's just not justified. You stay here. You have a business to look after. You have a wife and kids to look after. But what? Imam Hussein has a wife and kids too. You think he didn't watch them as they grew? Don't be silly. Stay away from this issue. Stay here and fulfill your wajibats. Don't you have Hajj to do? Don't you need to get your daughter married too? But Imam Hussein also has a daughter. But what about your brother? Imam Hussein also has a brother. But what about your sister? Imam Hussein also has a sister. But you have a baby. God knows, so does he. Come to your senses. What will people think? Imam Hussein only cares about what God thinks. What about your parents? May they be sacrificed for Imam Hussein. That's enough. No, don't be foolish. You're starting to sound like an extremist. Is it wajib for you to help Hussein? No. No, my friend. I've sat and watched too long while the Islam of the Holy Prophet has been corrupted and attacked from all sides while we sit and do nothing. And while others shout and complain, they don't truly rise up against it. I refuse to be one of them. This machine will never be overcome until sacrifices are made, and I won't sit back and watch while history is made. If Hussein can sacrifice his life, then I can too. And if he can fight against an Yazid with a mere 72, then I can too. And if he can sacrifice his friends, his children, his women for this cause, then how can I deny that the most we can do is to try? Even if we're defeated in battle, at least we can let them hear our battle cry. And if he can ride against the enemies of God without fear, then how can I abandon him for money or wealth or a career? Or for the fear of losing my near ones? No, the truth has become clear. Stop this madness now. Stop trying to be a hero. Think practically. Are you really saying you'll sacrifice not only your life, but sacrifice your reputation, your wealth, your parents, your wife, your kids, everything you have? And for what? So that you can die in some desert somewhere without accomplishing anything just because of the words of this foolish leader. Come to your senses. Don't help this Hussein. Don't help him. You're right. You're absolutely right. I shouldn't go. I'll stay, and I won't fight. I'll stay. And when Imam Hussein is dead and gone, I'll cry for him and beat my chest once or twice a year. And then I'll die peacefully on my bed while dreaming of his head and the spear of the tyrant who rules over me. Is that what you wanted me to say? No, my friend. I will not abandon my Imam, and I will not be his killer. I have one thing to say to you. Hayhat min al-dhillah.